Welcome back on the Captain's Log. Dr. Dollar is back again Tuesday. We're here to talk about food allergies, which is also near and dear to my heart because I feel like I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah, so you know, over the time, people ask me, how do you guys come up with those ideas of those topics that we come up with? So I give all the credit to Captain Brian. Captain Brian is really the producer of this show. And he is going online and looking at what people care about, what people ask, you know, Google, what people are looking at Facebook, what people are looking at Instagram, what people care about, and what also affect us. I mean, correct. In this case, you know, food allergies.
I just do this to make sure I get the best medical advice. That's really all.
Free medical advice.
Yeah. So
Captain Brian, you know, said, you know, I have food allergies. And can I say that to the
audience? Yeah, yeah, no, I'm good.
I have food allergies and you know, I'm allergic to soy. And you know, I have a special interest in that. So I did a lot of homework about it. I did a lot of research. I read a lot about food allergies, and I wanted to deliver the best information to
good.
The audience.
I want to hear. Let's hear.
And first of all, I want to tell the audience it's extraordinarily common. That's something I was surprised by, because when we were kids, we didn't hear about too many allergies. There was one kid that had a peanut allergy, but today a lot of kids have peanut allergies. A lot of adults have different allergies, from shellfish to finfish to pine nuts to regular nuts to almonds. So it's to eggs, to milk.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about what's the difference
gluten.
Between...
Everybody says they're allergic to gluten.
Right, to wheat specifically. So correct. Wheat overall they're allergic to, and some of them to gluten. So we'll talk about some of the gluten issues. So gluten is not an allergy. So it's a big difference between
correct.
Allergic reaction to intolerance.
Because if you have an allergy, you have to be allergic to the protein, correct?
That's correct. So, but gluten itself is a
bit.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, Captain Brian is amazing. He's like honorary doc. You should call him, hey doc.
Hey.
So today we'll talk about what's the difference between intolerance. So, for example, there's people that are saying, well, I'm allergic to milk. Are you lactose intolerant because you're lacking an enzyme and you have a problem with that? Or you have a real allergic reaction. You get hives.
In
get
the
diarrhea.
Milk, it's the sugar that they can't break down.
That's correct.
And the lactose.
So lactose intolerance. Yeah. It's the sugar that they cannot break down. Unlike, so some people are truly allergic to cow's milk, and that's a protein part.
But not goat, right?
No goat. That's correct. How do you know?
I know.
Captain Brian, I mean, every time I'm amazed.
I tell you what.
Unbelievable.
And did you know that if you eat cheeses that are hard, dry aged, there's no lactose
that's
in them?
That's correct. I'm impressed. I'm blown away.
I'm here to impress you, Doc.
I didn't expect that at all. I mean, I thought another comedian, but no. Scientific comedian.
It's not all good looks, you know what I mean?
Sometimes it's
a few brains mixed in.
So Captain Brian, so people ask, you know, how do you become allergic to a food, to a peanuts, for example, or to shellfish, or to anything else? What's the process? How do you know that, or?
I do not, but I have a question, a follow-up question
please,
for you.
Please.
So my question is, if you do have a peanut allergy,
yes.
Why couldn't over time you take a shot for peanuts and your body would not
excellent.
Create
excellent. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
For that.
We'll talk about that. And so let's start. I'll answer that question quickly, and then I'm going to expand a little bit more.
Okay.
So when it comes to food allergies, the only way out is to avoid that food. There's no, unlike, you know, penicillin allergies, that I can give you a little bit of penicillin, a little bit of penicillin, and you're going to develop tolerance to that.
Yeah.
With food allergy, if you're allergic to soy, you should avoid soy. That's it.
I try, but it's in everything.
It's very difficult.
So why does the FDA let you put soy in every single product?
Because only very small percent of the population is allergic to soy. So how many people are allergic overall to really
is it
truthful...
the seventh most deadliest allergen on the market?
When you have a true allergy is deadly. So 1%, if you are one of the 1%, you can die from an anaphylactic reaction and you're dead if you are not making it to the hospital, or you don't have something called an EpiPen, or you take quickly Benadryl. I mean, you develop an anaphylactic reaction, your blood pressure plummets, your heart rate goes up, your throat, you cannot breathe, you have, you know, rash all over your body, and you die.
And they're irreversible.
Deadly.
Sometimes.
If it's, I mean, when you cannot breathe, no oxygen, you're dead.
Yeah.
So if you make it to the hospital or you have an EpiPen, sure. So a lot of those parents, you know, with kids, even with adults, they carry an EpiPen with them.
Correct.
Okay. So all you
carry is Benadryl. My daughter has one because she's allergic to ants.
Sure.
One ant bite blows up her whole body.
Sure. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So how do you develop an allergy to a food? So, Captain Brian, for example, let's use the example of an apple. Apple is not very common. Not too many people are allergic to apple. But when you take a bite of an apple, what happens? It goes into your mouth. It goes down your throat. It goes to the digestive system. Your body decides whether it's going to go and accept that. It's going to give it a pass to absorb all the nutrients, all the chemicals, or whatever there is there that you are digesting, or it's going to say, hey, this is a red alert. We are not going to accept that. This is going to be an allergen. So the protein breakdown, in order to absorb them, the body is saying, I'm going to accept that, or I'm not going to accept that. If it decide that something is not for you, if something is foreign, something is not acceptable, it will put a red tag on it. And I don't want to bore the audience, but there's something called IgE mediated, and there are some cells in the body called mast cells.
I'm going to call it a red tag cell.
Red tag cells. And inside that red tag cell, there's something called histamine.
Right.
And when those IgE binds on that mast cell, they release histamine. So, you know, Benadryl is an antihistamine. It blocks that histamine reaction. Same thing with epinephrine. You have a decrease of that histamine. Histamine is something that will give you the hives, will block your airways, will give you the heart rate is going to go up, your blood pressure will go down. That's what happens. That's an anaphylactic reaction when your entire body, all the mast cells are producing. So this is deadly. So people ask, give us some example of true food allergies. So the most common true allergy, you know what's the most common food allergy?
Dairy.
Shellfish.
Shellfish, yes.
Is the most common, but close enough.
Okay.
That's close enough. No, it's not. No, it's not close enough, but close enough. No. So shellfish is the most common. About 17% of people that have food allergies, which is about 15 million American, one in 15 American has some type of a true food allergy. So it's extremely common. And we'll talk later on why all of a sudden we have
I want to know why.
Why?
Why is there bigger and more allergies every day?
And when you travel the world and you go to different places, you don't see it. Today I go to restaurants with my friend and everybody has a list of stuff to tell the chef, oh, I can't have this, don't put wheat and don't put soy and don't put that and don't put that.
You know what I think?
No.
I think that, you told me everybody has their own beliefs and their superstitions and they know their own medical science.
Yeah.
Mine is that it's because there's soy in every single thing that we eat that's manufactured. Do you know why they put the soy in the manufacturing of most of things?
No.
Because the soybean plant is so cheap to grow and it grows so fast that there's protein in the soy, right?
Right.
Because it's a bean.
Right.
Right? So you get protein. So when you see a box of cookies, there's no protein in those cookies. Do you know how they get it? They put soybean oil in it to make the protein show on the back that there's some kind of protein for the FDA.
I see.
Meanwhile, it's killing everyone.
I see. That's a very good hypothesis that is
not bullshit.
It's not based on any science. I want the audience to understand.
What I think,
there's
though.
No foundation whatsoever to what Captain Brian said right now. But it sounds very intelligent.
Good.
It sounds very intelligent. Has really no base in reality. But
they do add the soy to bread and everything else to keep the ingredients soft.
So
and
I think
in all packaged and manufactured products.
I think you have some of the answer. Some of the answer is manufactured and packaged products.
Yes.
So the idea here is processing. So in the old days, a lot of people used to cook at home, and even in restaurant, it was fresh stuff. You know, you cut it, you make salad, you cut the tomato, you do all this stuff.
Correct.
Today, it's a lot of processed food because we want it to last for a long time. The expiration on any box today is like 2027. I mean, stuff are going to survive, you know,
the
nuclear bombs,
the
apocalypse. I mean, when you have crazy stuff happening, nothing happened to these boxes. So I think it's a lot of processing. I think it's a lot in the environment. I think when you go travel the world, when you go to Greece, for example, they make everything fresh.
They have the Mediterranean diet. Everybody wants to go Mediterranean.
And people don't come to with a list of stuff to the chef. I cannot eat this. I cannot have that because you don't see that much.
But they also use 100% olive oil.
Yes.
We can't go and find olive oil in 90% of our foods.
That's right.
It's all vegetable oil. Right. And the basis of the vegetable oil is soybeans.
That's right.
No, again, no, because again, it's cheap.
I know you're going back to the soy, and I know it's
I hate
dear,
it.
Dear to you. But soy, I think, is part of the problem. I think overall the processing,
yes,
the fact that we are not using natural stuff, is some of the problem. I mean, and again, we can go back. You know, we did a show here, a podcast here, about plastic bottling and all the plastic stuff that
right.
we use, and BPA and all this stuff. It's all related. It's all connected somehow. Why do we have such an... why food allergies are now in the limelight? I think it's environmental, some of it. I think some of it is genetic. I think some of it is lack of breastfeeding. You know, when a lot of the mothers now are working, they don't have the time. It's a big deal. So there are many, many... I don't think they're going to do any studies because there's no money involved there.
Yeah.
You understand? As a matter of fact, there's a...
You always go back to the money.
Because unfortunately, that's how capitalism works. That's
right.
how you're going to do a study without money. You cannot do a study. Nobody will sponsor a study.
But what if
because
they come out with a pill, like they do with a Benadryl?
So unlike
lactose, there's no money in the lactose pill. You could buy 100 of them for $20.
Yes, but that's different. So lactose intolerance pills are different than allergic reaction to peanuts.
Right.
So with allergic reaction to peanuts, the only way out is to avoid peanuts. There's no treatment, there's no pill, there's nothing you can do. You have to avoid peanuts. You have to avoid, if you're allergic to cashews, you have to avoid cashew. If you're allergic to shellfish, you have to avoid shellfish. And now some people say, well, my allergic reaction is very mild.
They say if you're allergic to almonds, you're allergic to what?
If you're allergic to almonds, you are allergic to all three nuts. So you're allergic to cashews.
Well, what's the closest? The next closest thing is poison ivy, right?
Is that right?
That's what they say. It's just
Captain
one,
Brian. I mean, today you're
one,
full of it.
1 degree off, and
you
have
right?
poison ivy. And so you're very highly allergic to poison ivy, and almonds are very bad for you as well.
Because
I'm allergic to poison ivy as well.
I didn't know
like
that.
Like really bad.
I didn't know that. Like human beings are very, very closely related to rabbits.
Yeah.
But we are not rabbits.
This is true.
So again, the only way is to avoid all these allergens.
Hi, Amy, Kelsey, Danielle. What's going on, ladies? Dr. Dollar's giving me the inside scoop today. You can find Dr. Dollar at Revitalize Lounge. He's in Fort Myers. The guy, not only does he do men's and women's well-being, sexual health, but he just basically will give you a beautiful diet. His facility is amazing. I come every Tuesday. We do the show. This is the Captain's Log. How can they find you on Instagram?
DollarMD.
Dollar.
At DollarMD.
But spell Dollar.
Dollar. DallerMD.
Yes.
And on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, follow me, and whatever you guys need. Or
you
follow Captain
DM,
Brian.
You can follow DM both of us or whatever.
Absolutely.
We'll get your questions out. We'll answer them on the Captain's Log. We love to hear what you guys have to say. But today, it's all about allergies.
And again, if you guys have any topics that you guys want to talk about, you know, something interesting, something that you think everybody, not something very specific just for you, something that everybody, you know, wants to ask and they're embarrassed or they're not embarrassed and they want to know more, please let us know. We would love to talk about all these topics. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, Captain Brian is delivering here content that is remarkable and free.
And free. I don't charge for
Unbelievable.
This. Can't beat that.
Unbelievable.
They say nothing's free except water and air.
That's
the Captain's Log's free.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's right. That's
all right.
right.
So when we're moving along on the process of finding out how these allergies started, you're saying basically the environment. You're saying that what?
So I'm saying, for example, if you go to China, very few Chinese are allergic to peanuts. So I looked why the Chinese, they put peanuts on everything. Everything is peanuts. So I did some research and I realized that the Chinese, they either deep fry their peanuts or they boil their peanuts. We dry fry them.
So and what does that do?
It breaks
down the protein.
That's, what?
Hey,
Captain
so when
Brian,
you cook
the nature,
this.
The nature of the protein, break down the protein so when you cook it, in the water or anything like that, the protein go away. Some of them are denatured. There's less allergens in them.
And did you know that 100% of the oil that Chick-fil-A uses was peanut oil?
I didn't know that.
And so everyone that eats Chick-fil-A, they don't die of peanuts, right?
What?
You know?
Because it's deep fried there.
Yeah, because they heat the peanut oil.
Yeah.
It's rehydrated as well, right?
Yeah.
So they take out the protein.
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who else uses peanut oil? The burger place.
Five guys. Five guys in Chick-fil-A. And a little bit of knowledge is that Chick-fil-A went into panic mode when Five Guys started expanding. And they said, hey, we're going to figure out a different way to fry our stuff, because if Five Guys are starting to use all of the peanut oil,
yeah,
it's going to drive the price way up, and we're going to have to look at something else.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little bit of something, little bit of knowledge.
That's amazing. Yeah. Normally they say a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. Not in the Captain Brian case.
Yeah, I learned that at the Five Guys plant with the owner.
Really?
Yeah, I took the actual, like, I went.
Where is it? Where's the place?
We went to Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Wow.
And I took the whole, like, 3-day course on how to open up a Five Guys. And that's one of the things they tell you. They were working on that as the class was going on, is what they were doing was they were negotiating international pricing on peanut oil.
So I'll let you into a secret. From time to time, I do go to Five Guys. But don't tell anybody. Oh, it's on live. It's live
on
Facebook.
So while we're talking about Five Guys, we did a little study recently, me and my son.
Yeah.
Because I like to have a big, thick burger.
Yeah.
So I said, what's better? The triple? You know, you can get three.
Yeah.
Not two.
Yeah.
The standard is two.
Yeah.
Right? I said, what's better? Maybe a triple? Or should I get two singles? Because one doesn't fill me up.
Right.
So I got to have two burgers at least, or the triple.
Right.
So I did the triple.
Yeah.
And the ratio of meat to burger,
yeah,
not as good as a single, as two singles.
Yeah.
I prefer the two singles.
I agree with that. So I did, we went last week to Jimmy P's.
Oh, yeah.
And I did the double. And I didn't enjoy it as much as a single. And I said, next time I'm going to have two singles. And it's funny.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a.
And then you got to do extra cheese. I got to have cheese. My cheese to beef ratio has to be proper too.
Yeah.
I'm very particular.
So if you eat the burger, eat a good burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the point. I mean, go if you are
because
doing
you can eat a cheap burger and it's loaded with soy.
Correct.
They use the soy protein,
right,
and it's much cheaper,
yeah,
than having actual protein from beef. So they add the soy to that, and you're getting garbage. You're not getting meat.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're getting chemicals.
So I love it. I enjoy Jimmy P's. I enjoy Five Guys from time to time. Why not? We live only once.
That's right. You have to.
You have to enjoy that.
And what did you do with the side orders at Jimmy P's?
I had the sweet potatoes fries.
You went all in.
When you have bacon, you have to have drool. You have to drool when you eat it. If you go crazy, go all the way.
Yeah.
Either don't do it.
Or because it's
a waste.
You get those calories.
No matter what.
An extra 1,000 calories ain't gonna kill you.
After you go over
the 800 meal calorie count.
But enjoy it. Have a great burger.
Just enjoy it.
Why not?
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
So, what is right now the FDA doing about all these food allergies? Is there something that's going on?
You know, honestly, they're not doing much. The government in every country. So I looked at not just FDA. I looked at the UK, what they're doing everywhere. So food allergies are on the rise. A lot of people have problems. People are dying from food allergies. I mean, this is serious. This is very serious. I mean, 1% of people with food allergies, there is a chance. I mean, and a lot of people say, you know, I have mild food allergy. So if you have a food allergy, sometimes it can manifest itself as mild, and the next time you can have an anaphylactic reaction. You can have,
really?
You know, yes. So
because I challenge it every day, and I'm like, I'm going to eat that, and I'm going to probably end up taking a Benadryl.
And you shouldn't.
I should not.
You should not. Why? What for? What's the purpose of that? I mean, if you told me, you know,
I'm glutton for punishment.
I like
good stuff.
I think Captain Brian lived in biblical times. So no need. I mean, you can really cut off that part of your life. I mean, this is not an essential stuff that you're saying, you know what, I cannot live without. You know, just think about it. If you had true allergies to cow milk or true allergy to eggs, that's a big deal. It's much more common, much more. You see it in everything.
You think, you know, there's more eggs
than
soy?
What do you think?
No.
I think.
Did you know even gum has soy in it? What kind of milk is in it?
Yeah, that's true.
Soy is in everything. Everything. It drives me crazy.
You know, it's like when you come close to something, you
can't
realize
have a salad
everywhere.
Dressing You can't eat anything. I can keep going. You can't eat any desserts. Olive oil. You can't have cakes.
I mean, you should not have salad dressing anyway.
You can't have a cookie. You can't have chocolate. Olive oil,
lemon, salt, and pepper. There's no soy in any one of these. This is yours. Should be your salad dressing. You should not use
that's
one of these.
That's true.
Stuff,
that I agree with.
You know, the process. The processing is key. I mean, avoid that processing. If you do it clean, there's no problem whatsoever.
Well, guys, we brought you the Captain's Log. I got Dr. Dollar once again with all the knowledge for you guys. Free of charge. How can you go wrong? Say hello anytime. Drop a message. And thanks for watching the Captain's Log. We'll be back tomorrow. I have J. Chris Newberg. And then I'll be live. I'll be doing the man panel on Thursday.
Fantastic.
And I'm bringing Josh Prey.
Okay.
That'll be excellent Thursday. And then on Friday, I have Ahmed, and we're going to wrap it up. That's the week, guys. This is the man, Captain Brian. We're going to see you on the man panel. We're going to see you live tomorrow. We're having a good time. Dr. Dollar and I.
Bye-bye.
We're out.
Take care.
See ya.